Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the website because everything that you see there on the main page, the main column there with the numbers next to the news items, those were created by listeners just like you. Maybe you were one of the ones that put the website together there. Our site is constantly being modified by listeners like you. The top stories that you see there are voted on by listeners like you. And you can go and edit the site, basically. Go to freetalklive.com. If you find something online you think is interesting, you submit it there, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And you vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. I think they call it social bookmarking. Anyway, it's fun, and it's free, so go to freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, as always, it is Ian
Mark,
and we have a special guest with us here this evening, fresh from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Taryn Lupo is with us out of Georgia. Hey, Taryn.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all, indeed. So it's good to have you here, and of course, you, like us, spent, I think you were there the whole week.
I was there the entire week, yeah, and an extra.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition was all last week, and it was an absolute blast. At least that's how I felt about it. What'd you think?
I thought it was fantastic. Better than ever. Best one ever, probably. I mean, it just keeps getting... I've been the last couple, and it's just unbelievable the changes from year to year. I was watching...
So was this your third, then?
This is my third.
Third, okay.
And I was watching the Libertopia film. They were having a screening, and it's funny because they were showing it at Gunstock in 2008 and how small it looks. Like, the crowds aren't that big.
Oh, yeah, they shot the footage a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, and now you watch it, and you're like, wow, this is so different now. I mean, the crowds are huge.
It's a great event. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And I feel like last year, after Porkfest, there was also a huge activism explosion. Like, stuff just started happening. At least here in Keene. I don't know about the rest of New Hampshire. Of course, we're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mark and myself made the move here a few years back, several years ago. And you're going to move up at some point? I'm not sure.
Next summer is the game.
Next summer. That's exciting. I'll be here before you know it.
I hope so. That's why I'm on a tour right now looking around where I'm going to be.
All right, cool. We can talk more about that here in a little bit. But so after last year's Porkfest, I feel like something similar happened. There's still, like, a lot of people around, people kind of sticking around because they want to do what you're doing and kind of check out the rest of New Hampshire. Obviously, spending a week at Porkfest is a blast on its own, but you don't get to
see the whole... Porkfest isn't the Free State Project. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
a concentrated party event.
Yeah, for those who believe that life at Porkfest might be what life in New Hampshire is like, I think that there's a bit of a letdown for them.
Yeah, you need to have realistic expectations as far as...
I couldn't handle life at the pace that Porkfest runs, frankly.
You know, I thought I was going to have downtime at Porkfest, but really, the only downtime I had was just the struggle of trying to get on the internet and actually accomplish things, but I was a lot busier than I expected to be, even for the entire week. I thought that it was going to be not as busy.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many events there were before everything started. Like, there was events on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And to me, that was awesome. I mean, I had a pirate party Thursday. And it was...
Were you satisfied with that?
It was a really big turnout for a Thursday. I didn't think, you know, people were there yet.
Yeah, the Thursday this year was definitely bigger than Thursday last year. For sure.
My son Jack got one of your little pirate hats. It's the cutest thing on him.
So, as I mentioned, there was this explosion of activism. Yesterday, we talked on the program about how Bo from Liberty on Tour, one of the three guys that's been traveling around with LibertyOnTour.com and doing outreach and doing civil disobedience and has had encounters with the police before, but I believe this was his first actual arrest as part of the movement up here. And he's, I believe, basically made the move now as part of the Free State Project. His brother actually has also, I think, moved up here as well. He was inspired by Bo. And Bo was arrested yesterday for sitting quietly in court with a hat on after he'd been there for approximately... You were there, by the way, Mark, for this, I
yes.
believe. after he'd been there for approximately 15, 20 minutes. So he'd been sitting there with his hat on for about 15 or 20
minutes.
Right,
the Earth didn't crash into any other stellar objects out there. No catastrophes occurred.
Right, and the man in the robe decided at some random point that this was unacceptable.
Well, I don't know if that's entirely true. A bailiff came in, noticed him with a hat on about 20 minutes after he'd been in there, and went up and told him that he needed to remove his hat. And
this was during the trial?
Yes.
Okay.
Just sort of muttered to him quietly. You know.
So he wasn't moving on the orders, the direct orders of Burke. See, I had left the room for this one moment because I had to go to the bathroom, unfortunately.
Okay.
And so you're saying that it was completely unprovoked as far as the judge is concerned?
I believe that to be the case. I mean, I was sitting there, and I did not notice the judge noticing it at all. You know, basically, at some point or another, the altercation between the two of them, Bo and the bailiff, became noticeable enough that the judge took it, noticed it, and he decided, well, you know, look, I'm not going to play this hat game with you guys. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave the room. If you're still, you got the option of taking your hat off or leaving the room. If you're still here, you're in contempt of court. I think he handled it in as reasonable of a fashion as one who is tasked with throwing people in jail to have hats on can handle it. I mean, he had every opportunity to remove his hat, he didn't. He decided he didn't want to do it.
Well, to call tyranny reasonable, I don't know if I would agree with that.
Well, they could have done what they did with Pete, right? You know, it's like, take your head off, but I was just wanted to blam, 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 crash, kapowie, and they throw him to the ground, and, you know, before he has a chance to do anything. To me, that is more unreasonable than what happened to Bo. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, I see where you're coming from. They didn't get as violent with Bo. I see where you're coming from.
Well, they didn't, and they did.
But to call it reasonable,
they gave him an opportunity to do what they had told him to do.
To call it reasonable to cage a man in any way, shape, or form.
I only called it more reasonable, right? Like, there's a continuum of reasonableness. At one end is completely unreasonable, where you shoot a man for wearing a hat without saying anything to him. At the other end, you let...
So you're not saying it was reasonable what they did?
You give him a flower for doing it. No, I'm not saying it's reasonable.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're clear. So, now, have you seen the video of this, Taryn? Because you weren't there.
I haven't because I haven't been able to get internet very well, but I heard the show last night, so I got the blow-by-blow. Okay. But I have not seen the actual... Were you actually allowed to film in court this time?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we had multiple cameras. We had multiple cameras. And, you know, one of the things that
this is a point I'd like to make on the civil disobedience activists, some of the things that they've managed to do here in New Hampshire is, at one point, the answer to may we film in court was... No! And now the answer is, well, just a few cameras. And so...
Well, it used to be no, and then it was, well, we'll only allow one camera.
Right.
And
well,
it's technically we're only supposed to allow one camera, but we're not stopping anyone from using their camera.
So there's freedom in the courtroom to filming. There's freedom around being seated while the judge comes in, because there was a point when the activists started this whole not standing thing, and the judge was just raring to throw people in jail. Do you remember that day when they had the whole county jail ready and they had cops everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
And for whatever reason, they didn't get anybody for not sitting down because, you know, the activists had left the room or something. We knew what was up.
It's been a while.
Was he singled out? Was he the...
He was the one with the hat on. Are you referring to Bo?
Yeah, but before sometimes there was women in the court with hats that didn't get asked to... Had no problems, or no,
and this is another thing.
The officer superior, had a hat when they arrested Pete. I mean, was he singled out?
In the superior court, they pretty much you can get away with hats. They'll grumble at you and just kind of ignore it. But in the district court, you know, the rules haven't become any different. So, what happened for me when Bo was doing this? I'm like, oh, Bo, just get out of here, whatever. But in thinking about it, it took me a while to think about the issue, and in thinking about it. These guys have been successful up to this point with the things that they've taken, under consideration in some areas, and especially inside the courtroom. And I suspect that at some point in the future, the court here in Keene will just ignore people with hats on.
I sure hope, but then again, I was optimistic about how they ignored the people with video cameras in their lobby. It used to be they arrested people for that. And I thought we were getting away with it, but then today an activist was arrested in the lobby with a video camera, so that's not a problem.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The mobile site is available for those of you with smartphones. You want quick access to our live streams or podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. m.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what's happening up here in New Hampshire. This is kind of like the reality show aspect of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. In the absence of that, though, we got to bring stuff up, talk about. And one of those things that we talk about is our own personal life experience, because we're actually here with our boots on the ground, so to speak, doing liberty-minded activism out there. Whether it be outreach or getting involved in the political system or civil disobedience, we've done a lot of that stuff. Those of us on the show, those of us who call this program, there's a large liberty community here. Taran Lupo is a part of that community, and he's a guest host on the show tonight. Good evening, Taran.
Thanks, Ian.
And what's the website that you might want to promote tonight?
Currently, I've been doing a lot of writing this year, and my ebooks have done really well. You can find 8 of my books at www.lupolit.com.
As in literature.
Yeah, as in literature.
L-U-P-O, lupolit.com.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. And that's what I've been currently working on.
Now, you're looking at making a move up here as part of the Free State Project. Are you a Free State Project participant?
Yeah, I have been since 2003, I think.
Wow, okay, so a long timer then.
I've been keep trying to get up here, and things keep getting in my way. But I visit a lot. I try to get up for every event.
Now, when you say things keep getting in your way, would you recommend that if somebody has a chance to move to New Hampshire that they go ahead and seize that opportunity?
I would have. If I had known right after my first, my divorce, I would have just moved. I would say
life intervenes.
Anytime something gets in the way as far as, you just can't count on stuff. Relatives get sick,
mm-hmm.
People, you lose your job. Any sort of big traumatic thing where, okay, I lost my job, what the heck, why not go and find another job up there,
Job's a job.
Right, take advantage of the change.
As long as you're not picky, you can find work in New Hampshire. The unemployment here is the lowest in the entire Northeast. So people that move up here saying, I can't find a job. These people aren't actually looking for any job. They're looking for some sort of a specific job. If you want to be choosy, then you're going to have a more difficult time.
Yeah, you probably find something to get your foot in the door and then finally get what you want to do a couple months later.
Yeah.
But I would say, pick a time, especially like right after college, or make
good
a
time.
Date where, when I lose my job, I'm going, or whatever, I'm having this baby, we're going. Pick something and stick to it. That's my problem, is I've been waffling.
FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to get signed up. That's FreeStateProject.org. Now, obviously, I like to talk about some of the activism that I find the most exciting. We'll still touch on the political scene because it is a lot different running a political campaign up here. It's a lot easier to do it, number one.
And it's really, really, really been working. The state house, actually the state government passed a 12% cut in the state budget this year, and it's an incredible success.
I would like to see some sort of judicial changes come
down.
There's
all kinds of things I'd love to see, but this is what I hoped for. Come on,
it's a great start.
Back in 2004, when you heard about the Free State Project, if somebody said, hey, move up to the Free State Project, in 4 years we'll have cut when we finally get some people in the
I
house,
said that's nonsense.
We'll cut 12% out of the budget.
Now, to be fair, Mark, they haven't actually cut 12% out of the budget. The House voted to cut 12% out of the budget, but they can be stopped, I believe, by the man calling himself the governor.
They could, but they have a veto-proof margin.
Well, they could be stopped by the Senate as well.
They have a veto-proof margin in the Senate, as I understand it.
Is that right?
Too.
Has it been voted on, though? Not yet.
I thought it had. I mean, that's what that's what I'd heard was done.
What did they cut out?
All kinds of all kinds of stuff. They have convicts, social programs, everything. The really sad part about the 12% cut is it brings us back to 2007 numbers.
Hmm.
So this isn't rolling it back to 1984 or anything like
still,
that.
Still, it's probably
2007 numbers.
It's still probably the only state I know of going backwards.
I don't know of any of the other states' budgets. If anybody else knows about a state that's whose budget has been cut, that has gone downward from last year, is trending downward from the last few years, I would love to know about it. I suspect New Hampshire's number one.
That's
this
a
year.
Big win.
There's a lot of news in that area as well. But people getting arrested, there's sizzle there, and that happened. Actually, it's happening in spades right now here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this radio program. So yesterday, Bo was arrested for being in court with a hat on, which isn't the first time somebody's been arrested for wearing a hat in this very same courtroom. Then after that, multiple people were in the lobby of the court. And there's video of all this, by the way, up at freekeen.com. That's freekeen.com. You can go and see this stuff happening. In fact, the latest video that was posted, I think early this morning, was multiple angles. So Pete from LibertyOnTour.com took, there was probably four or five different angles of video cameras in that courtroom when Bo was arrested, and Pete took the time to cut them all together so you can see it kind of cuts from one camera to another, different views.
It's kind of a pretty thing.
It's really impressive to look at. And so you can see that, multiple angles of the original arrest, and then afterwards people coming out into the hallway to basically give the cops and the court bailiffs a piece of their mind. Pete really is a persuasive guy. I mean, he is a really great communicator, and
yes,
you can tell that there's this one scene where he's just talking to this bailiff who was one of the guys that made the arrest of his friend for wearing a hat, and the bailiff's just got this stone face on, and he has to be where he is. He can't just scurry away, I guess, too easily, and so he's just kind of looking past Pete and trying to zone out and not show any kind of human emotion or response to what's being said to him. It's a really revealing segment of the video.
Yeah, I don't remember specifically the part where Pete's talking to the guy, and I don't know where that was, if that was in the hallway. What was my attention was caught by were the activists that were, cussing and throwing around epithets, and I felt like that was a real loss for hearts and minds.
Really? I didn't notice any of that.
Well, you know, the F-bomb was dropped on multiple occasions to the point that there was a cussing feud between a lady who was trying to pay some kind of bill at the clerk's office.
Oh, yeah.
And an activist, and it just went poorly, I felt like.
I thought it went pretty well, actually. I didn't see any of that happen. And
look, we're here to win hearts and minds.
Folks were very calm when
lose control of your temper, you lose control of the situation.
Folks were very calm when Bo was being arrested, and they had intelligent things to say. You must not have seen the same video.
I'm not talking about when Bo was arrested, dude. I was there, remember? I'm not talking about watching video. I haven't watched any of this video.
Okay.
I don't need to. I was on location.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the hallway in front of the clerk's office.
Hmm.
So you saw something that was not on the videos that most people
Ian stayed
see.
In the room in hopes of going to jail or something. And, he was one of the last
well,
people
I refused
out
to leave because
out of the
I was recording of what was reportedly a public trial.
I think you had more gravitas to remain than anybody else did because you had a motion in to film.
I actually don't file motions. I file notices to alert them that I'm filming, not ask permission.
I'm sure they call them notices.
They call them motions, but yeah. They're not. So I actually cross out the word motion on the form
awesome.
And write notice on there instead.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, and Mark, I mean, if somebody's stealing your friend, I don't blame anybody for getting upset about
right.
that.
Right, I'm not saying that it's not understandable. I'm saying that there's a loss there, right? Like there's an opportunity to excel, and that opportunity was lost.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting upset at people being kidnapped.
If you've got
people deserve to be shamed, those people who are doing the kidnapping. I think that it needs to come from a place of love, ideally, but I think that in the moment, it can be a pretty angry thing.
If the citizenry that's there paying extortion fees at the window disagrees with you, you're doing something wrong.
Well, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's always people that get upset about the activists being in the way. You can't
everybody
make everybody
gets upset
happy.
When you yell F-bombs.
You can't make everybody happy. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show through our webcam, which is free, by the way. cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Taryn.
And Mark.
Taryn Lupo here, courtesy of his website, lupolit.com.
Yeah, that's right. Lupolit.
And go and read some of his books over there. You're doing kind of unique things with online publishing.
I am. I actually, what's interesting is I wrote a short story about, it's called The Prisoner's Hat, and it was inspired when Pete got arrested, and it happens to be one of the best short stories on Smashwords right now. So
people buy short stories?
They sure do, because you just make them 99 cents, or sometimes you give them away for free just to promote stuff.
Okay.
And
because short stories are impossible. I mean, you know, this is a, I don't know even what you call this. This is a medium, a form of medium that has just deteriorated. Essentially, you'd have to be a huge name author to sell short stories, and you'd have to do them in compilations in order to get them to go anywhere, because nobody would make short stories anymore and publish them.
A lot of times... Yeah, the compilations are what sell, but they're wonderful marketing tools if you put them up for free.
People I can will, see this in the world of eBay e-books.
Right. What happens is when you go to something like Smashwords, which is a big e-books for independent authors, they'll find that story and it'll say, "Here's the other seven stories he wrote." And I keep my prices under $3. Like,
yeah.
Pirates of Savannah is $3, and that's a huge book. And so I actually wrote. I was inspired last time by. What happened with Pete, and I wrote a fiction story about it where I compiled a bunch of different activists as one character. And the whole idea of the story is that this cop is having to decide how far will he go in jail over a hat. And so it's a conflict, you know, where he's dealing with this prisoner who is peaceful and just won't, who's just not helpful but peaceful. And so he's having to drag this guy around the jail and, you know, skin up his knees and take him places. And so anyway, you can look at that up at lupolit.com or Smashwords. It's called The Prisoner's Hat. And I think it's pretty relevant right now.
Yeah, lupolit.com, because we're talking about a man who was arrested for wearing a hat and kind of the aftermath of that, which you can see for yourself over at freekeen.com. And Mark is making it out to be this, you know, really offensive thing where people were just being filthy with their words outside of the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Outside of the courtroom in the hallway.
Room. Yeah, it's in a public lobby space.
Right, where the window for the clerk of the courts is.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people there, and things were pretty tense and heated,
because
they had just kidnapped a man who was completely peaceful and who'd not harmed another human being. So people were, you know, understandably upset about that. All that said, I thought there was a lot of good conversation that happened out there.
I was actually
for the conversation. I was recording one of the video angles in that conversation.
Well, you weren't out there when I was the incident that I diffused occurred.
I see what you're saying. Right, you're saying I wasn't out there until a little bit later.
So you're passing judgment on something that you weren't around for. And all I'm saying is that a couple of the activists got so upset that they were using, terms that are considered offensive to many people, and they
were the F-bomb,
they were saying GD, and their voices were raised, they were, you know, gesticulating, and...
It's an upsetting situation. I understand, Ian,
I'm not claiming I don't understand.
Well, good for you for saying something to them then, Mark. I mean, that's how you help people calm down, is you stay calm.
You see, I'm on a nationally syndicated radio program with hundreds of thousands of people listening right now, and I'm telling them that when they get upset, and they gesticulate, and they drop F-bombs, that they do themselves a disservice.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. But I think it's completely understandable, and it's a human reaction, and
it would be
happen.
Understandable
it's
even if he punched the bailiff in the face that put cuffs on his friends.
It'd be understandable, too.
Okay,
it'd
so it's not
thing.
Okay.
That would be the wrong
because
thing to do.
It would
do
be the wrong
violence.
Thing. Well, then how come it's understandable?
Well, because people get upset.
It's not wrong. It's inefficient, right? I mean,
no, it's wrong
isn't
to be violent.
Isn't someone allowed to meet force with force?
I see what you're saying there, Mark. I mean, morally...
So it's not morally wrong. In fact, it's just inefficient.
Well, I think it's wrong
to use violence.
It loses
hearts and minds in the progress.
I do believe it's
process.
Wrong to use violence.
That's a moral stance that you take for yourself, but not for other people, correct?
Well, I think it's wrong to use violence across the board.
So, using a commensurate amount of force in order to prevent harm that has occurred, would you call that violence?
You know, we've had discussions about violence before, and
being awfully slippery on this subject.
You asked me how I felt about it. I said I'm not sure about the word violence anymore. I don't really feel too strongly about that. It could be defined strongly, and it could be defined loosely.
The point I'm trying to make here, Ian, is the cussing, gesticulating, jumping up and down and yelling is inefficient for reaching hearts and minds, which is the whole purpose of civil disobedience. It destroys the whole purpose.
Yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. I don't know if I agree with you on that assertion. I'm not sure.
Well, you brought it back up. I had stopped. I had made.
Well, no, you hadn't stopped because we argued about it throughout the entire break.
And
so
then
clearly,
we talked to Taryn about his book.
So clear, right? Because Taryn's here and he's a really nice guy, and we'll make sure he gets some plugs in for his for his book. Between us arguing over how things should be handled,
I don't see what you're arguing about. I don't see why you keep bringing it up.
This huge deal. You're making it out to be this huge deal.
No, I did not. I mentioned it in passing so that people could learn the lesson. No, anytime I say anything that doesn't completely agree with what you say, it's a huge deal.
You're the one who's getting red-faced and upset during the breaks, dude. That's all. You're the one flipping out over this. And look, you're right. I didn't see it. Maybe there is or isn't video of this. I presume there probably is, so I just haven't seen that clip yet. So somebody lost their cool. They said
two people.
Two people lost their cool in a group of a bunch, and you talked to one of them, or you talked to both of them, and you told them how you felt about it, and maybe they calmed. Did they calm down at that point?
At that point, I think it was diffused.
Did anybody apologize to the lady that was offended?
I don't think so, no. I think that she was allowed to leave. I think there were still, tempers were heated, and no one apologized.
You know, it's just something where if you can patch it up afterwards, that's great, but in the heat of the moment, some people are just going to say things. They're going to get upset. I mean,
I don't disagree with that, Ian. I'm just saying
that. But don't tell me it's like the failure of civil disobedience just because somebody drops an F-bomb. I mean, I'm sorry.
So Who was shown by that civil disobedience, if not the people present, who is going to be shown the violence of the state, if not the people present?
I've seen all kinds of people watching those YouTube videos, and so lots of people are seeing the violence of the state.
So the hope is that the civil disobedience will bring more activists through the Free State Project to New Hampshire?
Oh, there's no doubt about
that. I agree with you entirely that that's going to occur.
And from that perspective,
there's a lot of angry people that come.
Right.
And for that what we need to teach them is that, you know, it's the same lesson we learned, that reaching people through the level of love and respect is really the best way to change their minds.
Sure, right. I totally agree.
But do you all think it's more effective to have someone like Dave Ridley when he gets arrested who's quiet and calm? Or do you think it's more effective to have someone like when Adam got arrested who cussed out the judge?
I don't know. I think it just depends on who you're trying to reach. I think it depends on who's watching. I mean, obviously, certain people locally are going to see things, and they're going to be upset no matter what you do, no matter how nice you are about your civil disobedience. They're upset simply because they believe that your existence is a drain on the system, and they want you to be locked up and have the key thrown away, and it won't
matter. Is that your assertion about this woman at the window?
I have no idea who she was.
I don't know either.
And it wouldn't matter how you couch the terms or what you said. These people believe that you're a troublemaker and that you're ruining their community and that you need to get out and you need to be hurt, basically.
So the best idea is to cuss or not cuss?
I think the best idea is to remain as calm as possible. However, I understand that people are going to lose their cool.
Yeah, I think in a situation where that's happening to you, I get losing your cool. And it's got to be really scary, you know, and ideally, I would love it if I got arrested and I could just sit there and talk to the cop and say, why are you doing this? Is this really what you want to sign up? You know, is this what you signed up for?
That's pretty much what was going on in the courtroom.
Right. But
you know, every activist had little quips, you know, get a job where you're peaceful or, you know, things like this. And I don't have any critiques for those. I think that that was what was going on. Right. But, you know, a couple of people, JJ, he can be hot-headed. He's a red-headed dude, you know, he got that thing going on.
1-800-259, I think Irish too.
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI.
The last name is not Irish.
I actually commented to JJ later because he was in the Superior Court later that day yelling at the bureaucrats in there. I said, yeah, little shades of Sam. Not that it was a bad thing, I said to him, because I think those people deserve to be yelled at sometimes.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Taryn.
And Mark.
And speaking of the website, it is all free, but if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com, promote.freetalklive.com, to get a bunch of different things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world, everything from printing out flyers to getting a free bumper sticker, web graphics for banners and such. Once again, promote.freetalklive.com. And the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So, kind of giving you a little more of a, I guess, recap on some of the activism that's been going on here within the past couple of days. It's been a busy couple of days, and things got even more intense this morning as, Mark, you and I and a few other activists headed out early this morning to go down to Massachusetts, where we had Jay Noon on the show over the weekend, I think from the Porcupine Freedom Festival on the Saturday night show. He came on for an hour with us and talked in detail about how it is he hasn't ever paid property taxes on the property that he purchased several years ago, 6 or 7 years back, and the city government or the town government there, Palmer, Massachusetts, decided to go ahead and make a move to tax sale his home. They sold it, and they stole it, and I think they sold it to another entity.
I don't know if that's true.
But I'm not positive. Either way, they're stealing it from him, and they sent him an eviction notice a few days ago saying, you've got 48 hours to get out Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. We're going to come by, and we're going to evict you.
Before you go on, for anybody who's sitting out there saying, well, if he didn't pay his property taxes, he's using all those services for free, I want you to consider that this guy is a volunteer firefighter in his town. His taxes are about $2,500 a year. His volunteer firefighter pay is over $1,500, less than $2,000 a year. He doesn't take. He refuses to take the paycheck, so he's more than half of his taxes are coming, you know, essentially covered. But of course, since he's not taking the check and then rewriting another check to them, then, you know, that's a problem. Plus, he has no children, so. This, at this point, you're talking about less than half the taxes, so certainly that's the amount for the schools. So this is essentially a situation of people wishing to steal money to send their kids to school on the backs of other people who aren't sending their kids to school. It's a bunch of middle-class welfare. It's robbery on a societal scale.
And he's heroic for doing what he's doing. I mean, he's literally going to lose his home. Because
he really could. I don't see too many other options.
You know, he's in Massachusetts. There are some people around that are supportive of him. There was a good amount of folks out in front of his house today.
There were
right down there.
I tend to exaggerate, but there were at least 40 people, if not 50, that came out. I think 50.
You mean over the whole time you were there?
Yes.
Okay.
50 is the number I'm going to rest on, but just understand that I tend to exaggerate a little in my life. I certainly counted at one time. I had 36 people, and then people mm-hmm. would come and people had gone. A lot of people had come and a lot of people had gone. And so
and
I'm
you were there, we got there about around 9 a.m. because we left here at around 7.
Right.
And then, then we left there probably around 2, I would say maybe about 1:30 or something
yeah,
like that. So we stayed there for the entire morning and came out to show support. Because it's not every day that you hear about somebody who is actually purposefully not paying these taxes. I mean, normally when homes are taken for non-payment of taxes, it's usually because somebody's died, and that's the reason why they're not paying taxes. Or maybe somebody's just being neglectful, and then you know at the last moment they'll pay up. But in this case, this guy isn't going to just pay up. He hasn't ever paid. And has no intention of paying them, and I think rightfully believes that he has no obligation to pay them. Now, the obligation comes in the form of men with guns who will come along and put you in a cage and take your family and put them out in the street if you don't pay them. That's where the obligation comes from. But where Jay's looking for is looking for some sort of a proof of obligation, like a legal proof, like a contract, something
yeah.
to where he's agreed to this.
He's delving into these, you know, sort of I don't even know what to call them, these patriot ideas that you know the many of these towns are corporations, and they are, but that because the governments are governmental agencies, you don't have to obey them or whatever. And you know, I don't know what his underlying I think I would imagine that his underlying ideas are similar to ours on this one. And I don't blame the guy for trying everything. I say throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And I really, really
he's
hope
desperate.
He gets,
he's going to lose his home. I mean,
as he should be. I mean,
he's in a tough situation. And
their paperwork is crap, by the way. They don't even sign their stuff.
Well,
you take a man's house away, they don't even sign their paperwork.
It just goes to show that it doesn't even matter, right? I mean, the system has these rules, and it doesn't even matter.
There's an entire industry built around taking people's homes where back when I used to invest in homes, you know, going to buy tax liens, there are bargains. And so you're not going to have a problem. The government's not going to have any problem at all getting their tax money from someone else.
Well, the weird thing is we actually went to one of their tax sales today. They just so happened to have a tax sale happening today. Now, it wasn't for the property that they were trying to steal. It was for different properties that were being stolen. So we found out about this at one point. This was after Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com and I had gone to the town offices because we kind of showed up and we hung out at the scene for a little while. And we decided, well, let's go pay a visit to the town bureaucrats because, you know, it's almost time for them to take this home. Let's go and see if they're going to, you know, if they're mounting up, if they're getting everything prepared down at the local town town building. So we went down there, and Pete and I both went in with our video cameras rolling. And, of course, this is Massachusetts, where Pete has been arrested before for recording in a public space. But, you know, we let them know that, hey, we're recording you. So it wasn't like it was secretive or anything like that. And so we went in there with the video cameras rolling. The bureaucrats did not like that very much. They were scurrying around, running, hiding, locking doors, attempting to evade the video cameras. And the police were being less than friendly. They were not very talkative. They didn't want to answer questions. We did end up speaking with the police chief at one point, and he was relatively friendly, did inform us that it would be the sheriff's department that would be doing the taking. That's typically how these things work, at least up here in the Northeast, maybe also down where you are, or where you are, where it's the sheriffs that do evictions. They'll be the ones that come out, and they'll do the dirty work of getting people out of their homes. So we ended up kind of trying to go and find the sheriff's office. Had to go back to the scene because we got this keen 411 saying that there was like a police buildup. It turned out that was a little overblown, but nonetheless, it was getting pretty late. So we went ended up going back, and it was after that that we went back to the town offices because one of the guys that was on the scene said he'd seen a notice at this town buildings saying they were going to do a tax sale today. And I'd never been to one of these before. This was the first time I've ever been to a tax sale, and needless to say, they weren't too pleased that we had shown back up at the town offices and then decided to bring our video cameras into the tax sale, where I proceeded to ask some folks next to me, and I didn't do this on camera. I said, do you mind if I interview you? and they thought about it for a while, and they decided they didn't want to be interviewed. And so I just said, well, I've just got a private question. And I said, well, they said, okay, well, what's that? And I said, well, how do you feel about bidding on property that's stolen? And so they kind of thought about that for a moment, and there was one guy that was sitting in front of them who overheard the conversation. He says, what do you mean, stolen? And I said, well, they took that property from somebody. When you take something that's not yours, that's stealing. And he said, no, it's a lawful process, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, making excuses for their little tax lien process or whatever.
This is what people think. And you, when you think about these services, if you think about government as providing services, then I understand. You know, I get where you're coming from. But you also realize that government is an inefficient organization, that it generally, when it provides services, it provides them at a multiple of the amount that the marketplace would provide it at. So therefore, to force somebody to accept whatever service it is, whether it's police or roads or schools or fire departments or whatever, at a rate that is double, triple, even 1.5, I don't care, what the marketplace would provide it at, well, and not give them the option to try something else. And by try it, I mean to pay for it. I shouldn't have to pay to send other people's kids to school when I send my kid to private school or homeschool them. Why should I send, you know, pay to into the public school system? I'm never going to send my kid there. I don't want your public school system. No, thank you. I consider it to be broken. I consider it to be a government indoctrination center. Mm. I don't want to support it. I consider it immoral. Then, if you take a look, I know that town governments provide services, but if you take a look at it from other people's points of view, then you can see it as stealing.
What about, I have a confession, because back before I really understood liberty, I bought a house on tax lien.
Mm-hmm.
Not a house, it was like an investment.
Sure. Oh, there's probably people in there that don't think anything of it.
Well, now I do. I wouldn't do that now, but
I wouldn't do it now either.
But now, you know, at the time, I didn't understand it. You know, I didn't really understand the moral complications behind it.
Right, you just figured it was a good deal on property.
Yeah,
that's why those people are there.
They pay you 12%.
But this guy did not want to hear that this was stealing, and he ended up telling me to shut up.
Once you put that in your head, then it really bothers him.
Yeah, and I didn't shut up. I told him no, because this is a public place, and I'm going to say what I want.
I wish someone had done that to me.
And then later, we were accused of intimidating the people in there. We'll tell you about that in a moment. 800-259-9231 was our cameras. Intimidating. We're coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can't ramp anything. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.